You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, make three!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Intercepted, A.J. Terrell!
And interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
That's how you play defense, baby.
Woo!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
We held the Vikings to no touchdowns, 4 turnovers, 6 sacks. And last night, it was a dominant performance. The scoreboard, for many people around the country, may not read that way. Oh, Falcons won 22-6. Guys, we shut them down. And there's a lot of reasons to be positive about the Falcons' defense. And I think, Mike, that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. When you talk about a complete team win, there were a lot of things that we loved. We ran the ball down their throat for over 200 yards. But we hold the Vikings to under 200 yards and 6 points. It's the third time in franchise history that we've held an opponent to 6 or fewer points on the road. That's how dominant it was last night.
And I always say to Carl, I mean, the last time we had a really true elite defense that you want to see leave the tunnel to start the game first before the offense was 2017. And you got to go back to that Cowboys game when Babineau beat up on the backup tackle for Dallas when we had this many sacks in a game. So we had 6 sacks. Rook, a row, row, row your boat, got one. We talked about Dorless. Zach Harrison, you and I talked about it before we get to the rookies. The guy that was, he came out of Ohio State, was a third rounder. He always had the size element. Maybe he's getting better coaching. Maybe he's just coming into his own. But he looked good, I thought, in week one against the Bucks. So he looked great. We talked so much about Jalen Walker and wanting to see more. We didn't get to see as much in practice. And now Jalen Walker had a play that looked like it was right out of any of your favorite SEC games.
It really
where
did.
He just comes barreling in like a maniac and just wham, just throws. And J.J. McCarthy's now out, it looks like, for next week with an ankle injury. So we beat out the quarterback.
Yeah, we beat him up, man. We forced those 4 turnovers. It's the first time since 02 that we've recorded 6 or more sacks. That's going back to 2002 and 4 or more turnovers and holding an opponent to under 200 yards. That's a dominant performance. So in this day and age, Mike, where all the rules are for the offense, we know this, and you get pass interference for just, you know, touching a guy with a finger, we did a hell of a job on the best wide receiver in the league in Justin Jefferson. Now, I say that because he's paid as such, guys. He talks about, you know, being a guy that scores nothing but touchdowns. He got one in the Bears game. But, Mike, he had 3 balls last night, and that's with our best corner out of the game.
Yeah, man, A.J. Terrell, I mean, if you go back and watch it, there was really no pocket for J.J. McCarthy. And when he did, I thought the defense was just exemplary. The one time they kind of got aggressive, maybe that was the time to just kick it back because there's only one thing that could beat you. Don't let Jefferson do that, and he did. That set up a field goal that made it much closer than it should have been, just 9-6. At halftime, when you fell as a Falcon fan, it should be 24-6.
Easy.
Because we had a Drake London, a ball gets punched out. That would have been 1st and 10 at the 20, and then maybe we go in for the score. So that one kind of hurt. We had to settle for field goals. I thought that the way the game started, it looked like Bijan Robinson was going to rush for 300 yards.
Ooh, he was on one.
I just beat him, and it was a great sort of a national. The game against the Commanders, Bijan had a good game, but this was almost like Chris Collinsworth giving you 3 hours of this is one of the great running backs, one of the great athletes in the NFL.
Because they know he's next in line. There's Saquon, there's Derrick Henry, and I think just from a pecking order, and that's based on how long they've been in the league, there's our guy in Bijan Robinson. And by the way, we found out how to say his name last night, or at least how he likes to say it, right? Because at first it was, we were saying Bijan.
Yeah.
Now it's Bijan. All right, which one is it? Bijan. That's what it is.
And Saquon Barkley knows how to say his name.
He did.
And great job by the NBC production staff to have that video where Saquon talks all about Bijan. So that was great. The only problem we had, if there's one beef on this game, it was Zach Robinson's play calling. Use play action. You're running all over him. You know that Brian Flores, there were sometimes they ran blitz and we ran right by him. So they're being so aggressive. A little play action, freeze those corners or freeze those backers. Get Pitts more involved. Pitts was open for two touchdowns last night. I didn't like that throw. Was it Mooney? There was a couple of balls that didn't really pass the eye test. But aside from that, and we know our wide receivers aren't 100%. Other than maybe we should have blown them out, the defense. When's the last time, guys, as a Falcon fan, and I don't want to hear about injuries. We're dealing with injuries across the board. We got a third-string offensive tackle right now, right?
We do.
So good whatever for Minnesota. That was total domination by the defense.
And the rookies shined. We're talking about James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker both recording at least half a sack. The six sacks, there were multiple guys involved, but the rookie, Xavier Watts, had his first career interception. Billy Bowman had his first career interception.
Great play. By the way, great athletic plays.
It really was, Mike. And you know, we talk about the impact that these rookies need to have. It was something we discussed. I think many of you heard us say it, and you kind of went in one ear and out the other. For us to be great, we're going to have to need these rookies to really play well. And right now, they are all moving this way, and my hand's going up. Every single one of them. For Jalen, who we didn't see much of, and I said, I don't know what's going on. Is he going to be good? He looked good last night. And again, those guys are all rotating. What makes Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman a little bit more special, in my opinion, is, Mike, they've been on the field more. They're certainly out there more with the passing situations, and you're rotating your guys up front, but that's fine. We're getting after the quarterback, which is something which hasn't been our marquee thing. And now, if you go look at the statistics, guys, and you go, hey, who's leading the league in sacks? Falcons are right up there after week two.
Man, the Falcons defense, as we said. Now, can you do this next week? Carolina is dealing with two new guys plugging in on their offensive line. They're 0-2, so now it's all of a sudden, man, where's that guy, that Cam Jr. we always see up at Hooters at Mall of Georgia?
Oh, I hadn't seen him. He's on a milk cart.
You know the guy that wears that Cam Newton jersey, you know, little Cam.
I will say Bryce Young still had a performance yesterday that had me kind of scratching my head to say, like, look, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
No.
You know.
No, we're going to have to score some points. 22 ain't going to cut it up in Carolina. And A.J. Terrell has got a hamstring. We're going to get some clarification. Wednesday will be the first day. But, I mean, it looked pretty good. Like, we're not doctors. Are they going to have to dive into the depth chart? Because I got to be honest, there's only one A.J. Terrell. There's nobody in that secondary that can do what A.J. Terrell does. We love Bowman in the nickel package, and he is a ball hawk. But the receivers also got behind Bowman on one play. A.J. Terrell, man, with that hammy, that's a bit of a concern. Unless we can create that kind of heat on Bryce Young we just did with J.J. McCarthy.
No doubt. Big O, do we have Rod talking about the other story in this game? Y'all know what it is, right? It's our kicker, Parker Romo.
He stepped up tonight, man. All we're going to talk about is the night led. You know, you worry about moving forward when you move forward tomorrow. You know, right now, he did a great job. He went out there and nailed the kicks. And that's all you can ask of the young man. That's what he did, what he's required to do. And we got a big-time win.
Coach, are we going to trade Kudu, Canadian Football League team? Is that the question? Now, I don't know. A guy asked me, how long are we going to hold two kickers? Day-Day and I don't know where you fall on this, Carl. I'm still not sure that first field goal attempt made it, but the refs didn't think otherwise, and we got it. Everything else was much closer to the middle of the goal upright, so that was okay. But the kid did the job. He passes the audition, doesn't he?
He does. I just thought the first kick was nerves. I immediately got that on social media. Oh, he almost missed it.
Right.
He's nervous. First one, but he got four more chances. And look, I got to tell you, I think if Koo ran out there, and we'll never know, and I'm glad that we didn't have to see what might have played out, but you guys would have felt uncomfortable all night. They took that out of the equation. They gave Parker the opportunity to do it. Mike, by the way, Parker, game ball. You deserve one for what you did last night. Not only putting points on the board, but giving us more confidence. You know why? Kicking matters.
Game balls.
Did you see all these games decided by kicks? You see the Cowboys game?
Yes. Well, that guy could have hit that from 75. This guy's a phenomenon. Unbelievable, those money kicks for the Cowboys. This is why it's important. That's why, look, guys, hit us up on the text line. I don't care what happens to Young Weiku if this guy Romo can do the job. He's cheaper. Not that we're worried about cap at this stage of the season. And Koo, he's made some big kicks, but it's not like we won playoff games. So, I mean, with all due respect to Koo, I didn't like what I was hearing from him. That turf, not answering the questions after blowing the game for us, at least extending the game against the Bucks in week one. If this young man can continue to do the job, then let's roll with Romo.
Yeah, I just don't know if Koo's in the dark room like Aaron Rodgers. That's my issue. I don't know where his head's at. If it's not mechanical, okay, and I don't know, or physical, whatever, right. However you want to describe it, then that means it's mental. And if it is, that's something he's got to work through. Either way, I didn't want to have to worry about it. Thank you, Falcons, for allowing me not to worry about it last night. Let's continue to move forward. Rod, maybe we'll get an answer, Mike, on this Wednesday when we go up there to talk to him about this whole kicking situation. But I'm happy with what I saw last night.
Loved it, man. 25 touches for Bijan. Certainly, you know, we talked about maybe, you know, amping and ramping up his workload. Perfect balance, something we always talked about with Kyle Shanahan with our running game. Perfect opportunities to use Algier. That's when you give Bijan a blow, get Algier in there. He's moving the sticks. Great job. We didn't complain about Wilkinson, so they were able to run the ball. And the Vikings, as we said with Flores, they were still bringing a lot of aggressive blitz packages. Grenard got one shot to tee off on Michael. I didn't like that play call. That's why I wanted to see a screen or something quick. They had him dropping back on that second and 12. But again, if Zach can just figure out how to get Pitts involved early and often – and maybe just get the ball a little bit out quicker out of the if the play is designed, Carl, if the play's not there and Penix has to hold it, that's not on the offensive coordinator. But a lot of Falcon fans like me just not really comfortable with Zach Robinson's play calling.
Offensive line also, great job. They were much better than they were last week, and it was obvious with the way that we ran the football. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. How are you feeling? And does this give you the confidence you need for us to maybe go on a run? Look, Carolina is Carolina, right? And we'll discuss all week long, and Mike mentioned the injury situation. Then you look at Jaden Daniels. Look, the Commanders are not the Commanders without Jaden Daniels being out there. He was the difference maker last year. If he's ailing, Mike, or for whatever reason has to miss our game, I'm not going to tell you it's a dub because we did that last year with Minnesota, and they can't.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
On Fox One, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Came in here and beat us with a guy fresh off the plane.
But I will say
that is not the same team if Jaden Daniels cannot maneuver like he normally does.
And that's why maybe he wasn't running like he was supposed to against the Packers. You think maybe that's where it started day-to-day? I don't know. Because that just didn't pass the eye test. We're used to seeing him, you know, able to, you know, pick his spots, don't get killed out there. But, yeah, if he can't do the mobility thing.
They got after him, man.
And we do what we do with our defensive line, giddy up.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, meet Freddie!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.